Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 13th. A flood warning is in effect for areas of the Waccamaw River, including Crusoe, Nakina, Freeland, and Conway. The river is expected to continue to rise through this evening. Additional flood warnings are likely for some areas in Columbus County as runoff from the recent rains continues to fill waterways. At Delco Riglewood, firefighters rescued 8 people from 2 homes that were surrounded by floodwaters Monday. As Chief Steve Camlin said, 7 of the residents were in one home. ADR used its swiftwater rescue boat to safely bring the folks to dry land. No injuries were reported. Tropical Storm Aaron has formed in the Atlantic and is expected to become the first hurricane of the season. The storm is expected to stay away from North Carolina, at least by the current forecast that's indicated. But the National Weather Service is urging folks to plan ahead now that we are at the peak of hurricane season. Check your emergency kit. You want to make sure you have food, water, and medicines for yourself and your pets for 3 to 5 days. Make sure you have batteries and chargers and keep those devices charged as long as the power's on. Fill your vehicle with gas before the storm starts coming around, and ensure that you have cash available in case ATMs and card readers are down. And remember, only use trusted sources such as local emergency management, the National Weather Service, or WIPO meteorologist Christopher Cawley for your local weather. The Columbus County NAACP is going to host a presentation and listening session on flood preparedness on August 21st. Registration by RSVP is required. The meeting is from 6 to 8 p.m. at St. Mark AME Zion Church at 114 West Virgil Street in Wyville. Call 919-323-3380, extension 142 to RSVP. In other news today, Wayne Kinzel is in jail under more than $500,000 bond, charged with felony intentional child abuse inflicting serious injury. Hallie Cantor is the mother of the child that was injured. She was also arrested last week. The child remains in UNC Hospital in serious condition. Investigators determined that the 11-month-old had been repeatedly beaten before being taken to Scotland Memorial Hospital, where officials contacted Columbus County authorities. Bladen County narcotics investigators arrested a Rosendale man after several weeks of looking into drug sales in the Lisbon area. Jeremy Harrelson is being held under $100,000 secured bond. He allegedly had a sawed-off shotgun, psilocybin mushrooms, methamphetamines, pot, and other illegal drugs. Investigators arrested him at his home. He also had that shotgun and a couple of handguns. Look for more on this story on our website. Sheepdog Foundation will hold an open house at its new headquarters at 426 Lee Street in Wyville on Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The event will showcase the different opportunities offered by the foundation for both youth and adults. Call 910-207-6317 for more information. The Food Bank of Wilmington will have a pop-up market on Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There are no income, residency, or ID requirements to receive assistance. The church is located at 6324 Chaffern Highway in Chaffern. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.